गौरभक्तवृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरिगोवर्धन की जय। ब्रजभूमि वृंदावन धाम की जय। नवद्वीप मायापुर धाम की जय। पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय। गंगा मैया यमुना मैया की जय। भक्ति देवी तुलसी महारानी की जय। सामवेद गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। पति पावन हरि नाम संकीर्तन की जय। श्री श्री रुक्मिणी द्वारकाधीश की जय। श्री श्री रुक्मिणी द्वारकानाथ की जय। श्री श्री जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा महारानी की जय। श्री श्री गौर निताय की जय। शील प्रभुपाद की जय। शील प्रभुपाद ट्रांसडेंटल बुक डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन की जय। निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे। All glories to assembled devotees, all glories to assembled devotees, all glories to assembled devotees, all glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायामुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिके। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकीनन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम् कैंटो थर्ड चैप्टर 14 टेक्स्ट 26. So, meanwhile, we'll just do a word by word so that it's easy to recite. Na, never. Yasya, of whom? Loke, in the world. Swajanaha, kinsman. Paraha, unconnected. Va, nor. Na, neither. Ati, greater. Adarthaha, favorable. Na, not. Yuta, uta, or. Kaschit, anyone. Vigrahya, criminal. Vayam, we. Vratihi, by vows. Yet, those. Charana, feet. Apavidhim, rejected. Ashamshe, Ashashme, respectfully worship. Ajam, Mahaprasad. Bata, certainly. Bhukta Bhogam, remnants of the foodstuffs. With those who have, we can try to recite. Okay. Nayasya loke swajana parova. नात्यादृतो नोत कश्चिद्विगर्यः वयं व्रतैर् यच्चरणा चरणपविद्वाम् अशास्महेजां बतभुक्तभोगाम्। नयस्य लोके स्वजनः परो वा नात्यादृतो नोत कश्चिद्विगर्यः वयं व्रते यच्चरणापविद्वाम् अशांस्महे जां वत भुक्तभोगाम् नयस्य लोके स्वजनः परो वा नात्यादृतो नोत कश्चिद्विगर्यः वयं व्रतैर्यच्चरणापविद्वाम् अशांस्महे जां वत भुक्तभोजाम् नयस्य लोके स्वजनः परो वा नत्यादृतो नोत कश्चिद्विक्रयः वयं व्रतेर्यच्चरणापविद्वाम् नात्यादृतो नोत कश्चिद्विगर्यः वयं वृतैर्यच्चरणापविद्वाम् अशाम्येकां मृतभुक्तभोगाम् नयस्य लोके स्वजनः परो वा लोक कश्चित् विगर्यः अपवित्वा अशास्महे जां बत भुक्तभोजाम् नयस्य लोके स्वजनः परो वा नस्त्याजतो नोत कश्चिद्विगर्यः वयं व्रतेर्यच्चरणापविद्वाम् अशास्महे जां बत भुक्तभोगा वैष्णवीस् नयस्य लोके स्वजनः परो वा नात्यादृतो नोत कश्चिद्विगर्यः भुक्तभोजाम् नयस्य लोके स्वजनः परो वा नात्यादृतो नोत कश्चिद्विगर्यः वयं व्रतैर्यच्चरणापविद्वाम् अशास्महे जां बत भुक्तभोगा नयस्य लोके स्वजनः परो वा नात्यादृतो नोत कश्चिद्विगर्यः वयं व्रतैर्यच्चरणापविद्वाम् अशास्महे जां बत भुक्तभोजाम् न नेवर् यस्य आफ् हुम् लोके इन् द वर्ल्ड् स्वजनः किन्स्मन् परः अन्कनेक्टेड् वा नार् न नैदर् अति ग्रेटर् अदर्थः फेवरबल् न नाट् उत आर् कश्चित् ఎనీవన్ విగర్యః క్రిమినల్ వయం వి వర్తిః బై వౌస్ యత్ హుజ్ చరణ ఫీట్ అపావిధ్యం రిజెక్టెడ్ ఆశాస్మహే రిస్పెక్ట్ఫుల్లి వర్షిప్ అజాం మహాప్రసాద్ బత సర్టన్లీ భుక్త భోగాం రెమనెంట్స్ ఆఫ్ ద ఫుడ్ స్టఫ్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అండ్ పర్పర్ట్ బై హిస్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ శ్రీ భక్తివేదాంత స్వామి శీలప్రభుపాద్ శీలప్రభుపాద్ కి జాయ్. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్. లార్డ్ శివ రిగార్డ్స్ నో వన్ యాజ్ హిజ్ రిలేటివ్ యట్ దేర్ ఈజ్ నో వన్ హూ ఈజ్ నాట్ కనెక్టెడ్ విత్ హిమ్. He does not regard anyone as very favorable or abominable. We respectfully worship the remnants of his footsteps and we vow to accept what is rejected by him. Purport. Kashyapa informed his wife that just because Lord Shiva happened to be his brother-in-law, that should not encourage her in her offense towards him. Kashyapa warned her that actually Lord Shiva is not connected with anyone, nor is anyone his enemy. Since he is one of the three controllers of the universal affairs, he is equal to everyone. His greatness is incomparable because he is a great devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is said that among all the devotees of the Personality of Godhead, Lord Shiva is the greatest. Thus the remnants of foodstuff left by him are accepted by other devotees as Mahaprasad or great spiritual foodstuff. The remnants of foodstuff offered to Lord Krishna are called Prasad. But when the same Prasad is eaten by a great devotee like Lord Shiva, it is called Mahaprasad. Lord Shiva is so great that he does not care for the material prosperity for which every one of us is so eager. Parvati, who is the powerful material nature personified, is under his full control as his wife. Yet he does not use her even to build a residential house. He prefers to remain without shelter. And his great wife also agrees to live with him humbly. People in general worship Goddess Durga, the wife of Lord Shiva, for material prosperity. But Lord Shiva engages her in his service without material desire. He simply advises his great wife that of all kinds of worship, the worship of Vishnu is the highest, and greater than that is the worship of the great devotee or anything in relationship with Vishnu. ఓం అజ్ఞానతిమిరందస్య జ్ఞానాంజన శలాకాయ చక్షురోన్మిలితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీ గురవే నమః. శ్రీ చైతన్య మనోభీష్టం స్థాపితమియను భూతలే స్వయం రూపః కదామహ్యం దదాతి స్వపదాంతికం. వందేహం శ్రీగురుః శ్రీయుతాపదకమలం శ్రీగురున్ వైష్ణవాంశ్చ శ్రీరూపం సాగరజాతం సహగణ రఘునాథాన్వితాంస్తం సజీవం సాధ్వైతం సావధూతం పరిణశయితం కృష్ణ చైతన్యదేవం శ్రీరాధాకృష్ణపాదాన్ సహగణ లలితా శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితాంశ్చ. నమాం విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణప్రేష్టాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తివేదాంత స్వామినితి నామినే. నమస్తే సరస్వతీదేవే గౌరవాణి ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశతారిణే. హే కృష్ణ కరుణాసింధు దీనబంధు జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికాకాంత రాధాకాంత నమోస్తుతే. తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగి రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి వృషభానుసుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరిప్రియ. వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యష్ట కృపా సింధుభ్యై వచ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌరభక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ్ 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 హరే హరే. ముఖం కరోతి వాచాలం పంగుం లంగాయతి గిరిం యత్కృపాతమహం వందే శ్రీగురుదీనతారిణం పరమానందమాధవం శ్రీ చైతన్య. హరే కృష్ణ. సో ఐ సీక్ బ్లెస్సింగ్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ devotees so that I can speak for glorifying Lord, for all of your pleasure and for my purification. So we are in this chapter where Diti has approached Kashyapa at a wrong time, and Kashyapa is trying to dissuade her. So from verses 17 to 22 17 Kashyapa starts speaking, he's kind of, you know, in very, very humble way, you know, rather, you know, cajoling way, he's telling, no, you know, yes, we should satisfy desire, but we should wait. And from text 23 to 29, he's, you know, kind of giving the repercussions, you know, frightening her. If we engage in the union at this time, what will happen? So this is one of the verse. So today we'll see 3 points. First, how Lord Shiva, as Lord Krishna, is indifferent. Second, the, you know, power of Mahaprasad. And then the third is how again and again the, you know, the worship of Lord's Tadiya, you know, paraphernalia and devotees is given importance. And today is also happened to be Vrindavan Das Thakur's appearance day. So we'll discuss something about Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur as well. So as Krishna says, you know, Name Dveshyasi Na Priyaha, you know, that nobody is dear to me, neither anybody is inimical to me, right? So same way here, Kashyapa Muni is saying that though you may think that, oh, Lord Shiva is my brother-in-law, because Sati and, you know, Diti, they are sisters. So, you know, you may think that, oh, you know, even if I do this offense, still, you know, Lord Shiva may just excuse me. But Kashyapa is warning, no, not, that's not the case. So we see time and again in scriptures, a responsible personality doesn't care for his own material or family connections when it comes to perform duty. Solid example, Lord Krishna, he kills his own son, Bhaumasur. Right? When it comes to following dharma, because he was demonic. He was against dharma. He did not say, oh, anyway, he's my son, let him kill few guys, you know. No. He killed Bhaumasur. Same way, you know, Ramayana is extreme, you know. When it comes to duty, Lord Ram was ready to forsake Mother Sita for the sake of being a dutiful king. You know. Did not say, anyway, I'll figure it out, no. So again, like, you know, Mahabharata, Ghatotkach. When Ghatotkach was killed, Krishna was, you know, jumping for two reasons, you know. So first he said that, you know, Arjuna asked, you know, rather Bhima, he was son of Bhima, right? Bhima asked, hey Krishna, you know, he's our man, you know, why you are jumping? He said, now I am assured that Arjuna is safe because the Shaktishila, you know, which Karna had, and like, you know, which had a boon that whoever he throws, he has to get killed. He had reserved it for Arjuna, but Ghatotkach has, you know, neutralized it. He cannot use it. And then second thing he said, that, and anyway, because he was demon, you know, if not now, I would have killed him later. So, this is that when it comes to following dharmic injunction, Lord Shiva, Lord Krishna, they won't care even if there is relatives. So, you know, it's a lesson for us. We have to be, you know, better careful, you know. So, you know, of course, like, you know, Lord is merciful, devotees are merciful, but this is the lesson. The second point is about, Prabhupada is telling about the glories of Lord Shiva and the prasadam, right? Once, you know, His Grace Vakreshwar Pandit Prabhu, you know, Srila Prabhupada disciple, he was sharing that in early days, you know, somebody offered Srila Prabhupada samosa and Prabhupada half ate it, and, you know, he was new that time, you know, and then some devotee brought it outside that plate. And he said, you know, here is, you know, Maha Maha, you know, Prasad of Srila Prabhupada. And then this, because he said, I was new, I was figuring out, you know, he's, you know, it's already half eaten, like, you know, how can they offer? And that time he said, my father was there, like, you know, Vakreshwar Pandit Prabhu's father was there. He said, my father came and he took that samosa and he gulped it, you know, immediately. And that devotee said, your father is more advanced than you, you know. So it is said that, you know, भक्त भुक्त अवशेष तीन महाबल, भक्त पूद धूलियार भक्त पद जल भक्त भुक्त अवशेष तीन महाबल. That the dust of lotus feet of a devotee, the water that has washed the lotus feet of devotee, and bhakta bhukta avashesha, the remnants of the foodstuffs of devotee, tina mahabal, they are very conducive for advancement in spiritual life. So here Prabhupada in purport is describing that how Lord Shiva's remnants are mahaprasad because he is Vaishnavanam yatha shambhu. Okay. And the third point he is telling is about how worshipping devotees is more, pleasing to Lord Krishna than worshipping himself. Again Lord Shiva tells this to Parvati that, this is actually Lord Vishnu telling that, Tadiyanam Samarchanam, what is the starting of that shloka? Basically, he is telling that, better than my worship, worshipping my devotees, Aradhananam Sarvesham. Thank you, bro. Yeah. Aradhananam Sarvesham, Madgate, Vishnu Aradhanaparam, Tasmat Parataram Nanya, Devi, Tasmat Parataram Devi, Tadiya Nam Samarchanam. Yeah. So, that worshipping his devotees very dear to Lord, So that is the third point Srila Prabhupada is telling, and today happened to be one of such wonderful devotees' appearance day. His name is, Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur. So, Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur, he appeared in around 1507, and at the age of 31, he wrote the epic, Chaitanya Bhagavat. It is said that Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, there are four main books. One is, of course, Chaitanya Charitamrita. Then there is by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Second one is Chaitanya Mangal. That is by Srila Lochandas Thakur. Third one is Chaitanya Charitra Mahakavya. It is written by Murari Gupta. And then the fourth one is Chaitanya Bhagavat by Srila Vishwanath, Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur. So, all of us, we know this pastime, right? Where, when this Yavana soldiers, they had come to attack Shivas, there was rumors, right? Lord Chaitanya comes and he says, oh, Shivas, why you are afraid? And then he gives long explanation that, I am in the heart of this king and soldiers. I'll not allow them to come, but even if they come, I'll go personally and I'll make them chant, the mullahs and, maulavis, everybody I'll ask them that, okay, you bring all the bulls and cows and, recite from your scriptures and nothing will happen, but then I'll chant this Hare Krishna and I'll make even this animals chant, so you don't be afraid. And that time he says that, and if you are not sure, just see. And then there was a Shivas Thakur's niece, her name was Narayani, it was a small girl, baby. He said, Narayani, chant Krishna, Krishna. And she goes into ecstasy, chanting the name of Krishna. So, this Narayani, this happened to be niece of Shivas, gets married to a devotee named as Vaikunthadas Vipra. So this Vaikunthadas Vipra was from the family of, Malini Devi, who is the wife of Shivas Thakur. And both of them, when they married, they give birth to Vrindavan Das Thakur. And his father leaves very early, when he was still in the womb. So Narayani comes and stays with Shivas Thakur, and that's how she gets a lot of mercy and association of Shivas Thakur and even Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So in Gaurganodesha Deepika, that is the book which describes who is who from Krishna Leela, Kavi Karanapur says that this Narayani, and then, Narayani used to get the remnants of Lord Chaitanya, when she was a child. So it is said that in spiritual world, Yashoda Mata has many, many helpers, like elderly ladies, they are called as Dhatris, They are also considered as, you know, Krishna's mothers. So one of them is Ambika. And her her sister is Kilimbika. So Ambika is friend of Yashoda Mata and her sister is Kilimbika. And her favorite service is to eat Krishna's Mahaprasad. You know, today is anyway Mahaprasad verse, right? So this same Kilimbika appears as Narayani. And Vasudev, who has written Srimad Bhagavatam, he appears as Vrindavan Das Thakur. Also it is said that, you know, he is also the incarnation of Kusumapid, that is a cowherd boy. So both incarnation combined, like Gadadhar Pandit is incarnation of Srimati Radharani and Sadashiv. So same way, so this Vrindavan Das Thakur is incarnation of Kusumapid and Vyasadev, Vedavyas. So initially when he wrote, so there were two sources of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. One was this Murari Gupta's, you know, Sanskrit Chaitanya Charitra Mandal, and another was the karchas or notes taken by Swarup Damodar. And these notes were referred by Raghunath Das Goswami, who used to talk about Lord Chaitanya's pastimes every day 3 hours at the banks of Radhakund. And one of the audience was Krishnadas Gaviraj Goswami, who wrote Chaitanya Charitamrita based on that. And then the other one, based on this notes, were written by Vrindavan Das Thakur. So in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, so this Chaitanya Bhagavat was originally named as Chaitanya Mangal, but because Lochandas Thakur also wrote a book called Chaitanya Mangal, Vrindavan Das Thakur, he, you know, renamed his title of his book to Chaitanya Bhagavat, and also it was confirmed by his mother Narayani. So in Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila, chapter 8, text 34, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami writes, Krishna Lila Bhagavate kahe Vedavyas, Chaitanya Lila Ravyas Vrindavana Das. As Vasudev has compiled all the pastimes of Lord Krishna in Srimad Bhagavatam, Thakur Vrindavan Das has depicted the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. Vrindavan Das Kaila Chaitanya Mangal, Yahara Shravane Nase Sarva Amangal. Thakur Vrindavan Das has composed Sri Chaitanya Mangal. Hearing this book annihilates all misfortune. So in Chaitanya Charitamrita, where it refers to Chaitanya Mangal, it is by Vrindavan Das Thakur's, you know, actual Chaitanya Bhagavat, it is referring to that. So, you know, it's said that, you know, if I am illiterate, and if I say that, oh, somebody knows math very well, it doesn't make sense, right? Because I myself don't know what, you know, math is about, right? But if I am a PhD holder in mathematics, and if I say somebody that, you know, this person knows math very nicely, then it has some weightage, right? Because I know math, and then, you know, then I can say that this person knows math. So here, a pure devotee of Lord Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami is, we'll see a couple of verses, how he is glorifying Vrindavan Das Thakur. Because he himself knows the level of his, you know, devotion, you know. So we'll read a few verses, which is describing the glory of Chaitanya Bhagavat, that is, you know, referred as Chaitanya Mangal, and Vrindavan Das Thakur. Chaitanya ni taira yate janiye mahima yate jani Krishna bhakti siddhante rasima. By reading Sri Chaitanya Mangal, one can understand all the glories and truths of Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda and come to the ultimate conclusion of devotional service of the Lord. So actually it is said that when Vrindavan Das Thakur started writing Chaitanya Bhagavat, you know, he went into, you know, he was writing like, you know, so many pastimes, and then he started writing about Nityananda Prabhu, and then he went into kind of ecstasy, and he started describing one after other pastimes of Lord Nityananda, and by the end the book becomes so bulky that he said, you know, the later pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu I will not describe now, you know, because he just mentioned in kind of sutra form, very small, because it's like, you know, it's huge, you know, huge. And then that task was completed by Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, you know, later. So he'll refer that here now. Bhagavate yata bhakti siddhante rasara lila yachera iha jani kariya uddhara. In Sri Chaitanya Mangal, later known as Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur has given the conclusion and essence of devotional service by quoting the authoritative statements of Srimad Bhagavatam. Chaitanya Mangala Shuni Yadi Pashandi Yavana Seha Maha Vaishnavahaya Tatakshana. If even a great atheist hears Sri Chaitanya Mangal, he immediately becomes a great devotee. Even an atheist hears Chaitanya Mangal immediately, not even, you know, delayed. Immediately. Manushya rachite nare achiye grantha dhyana Vrindavana dasa mukhe vyakta Sri Chaitanya. The subject matter of this book is so sublime that it appears that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has personally spoken through the writings of Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur. Vrindavan Das Pade Koti Namaskar Aiche Granth Kari Teho Tari La Samsar. I offer millions of obeisances unto the lotus feet of Vrindavan Das Thakur. No one else could write such a wonderful book for the deliverance of all fallen souls. Narayani Chaitanyara Uchishtha Bhanjana Tara Garbhe Janmila Sri Dasa Vrindavana. Narayani eternally eats the remnants of food of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur was born of her womb. So not only in this life, we saw that, you know, as a Kilimbika, her favorite thing is eat Krishna's Mahaprasad, you know, so that she is referring here. Taraki Adbhuta Chaitanya Charita Varnan Yahara Shravane Shuddha Kaila Tribhuvan. What a wonderful description he has given of the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. Anyone in the three worlds who hears it is purified. Ataiva bhajaloka Chaitanya Nityananda Kandibe Samsara Dukha Pabe Premananda. I permanently appeal to everyone to adopt the method of devotional service given by Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda and thus be freed from the miseries of material existence and ultimately achieve the loving service of the Lord. So whatever this Diti Kashyapa saga going on, you know, the resolution of all this, you know, how to overcome lust, anger, greed, pride, envy, illusion, all that is, you know, on our own, how much can we fight? You know, these demons were personification of this anarthas, where, you know, Ravana, Kumbhakarna, Dantavakra, Shishupal, you know, Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyaksha. Can we fight them? Anybody? No. We are hopeless. You know, Mayadevi is so powerful, we are hopeless. We have only one hope in this, you know, age of Kali especially. That is Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda's mercy. Approaching Radha Krishna is also very difficult actually. You know. So first thing is, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Karo More Tuma Bina Ke Dayalu Jagata Samsare Patita Pavana Hetu Tava Avatar Mosama Patita Prabhu Napaibe Aar. That is our qualification. When we realize and submit to Lord Nityananda, Mosama Patita Prabhu Napaibe Aar, you will not find anybody more fallen than me. Done. All these six demons killed, delivered, heart cleansed, pure love of Godhead granted, back to Godhead, done. So easy. What we have to do? Just take shelter of Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda. And these books, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavat, they help us. It is said, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur has, I think he quoted one time that, you know, everybody should lead at least 100 times Chaitanya Charitamrita before they die. And even the, I was yesterday reading, there is a commentary of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur for Chaitanya Bhagavad. He has written so beautiful verses glorifying that, you know. So, Vrindavana Dasa Kaila Chaitanya Mangal Tahate Chaitanya Lila Varnila Sakal. Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur has written Sri Chaitanya Mangal and therein described all, in all respects, the pastime of Lord Chaitanya. Sutrakari Sabalila Karilagun Granthana Pache Vistariya Tahara Kaila Vivarana. He first summarized all the pastimes of the Lord and later described them vividly in detail. Chaitanya Chandra Lila Ananta Apar Varnite Varnite Grantha Haila Vistar. Pastime of Lord Chaitanya are unlimited and unfathomable. Therefore, in describing all those pastimes, the book became voluminous. Vistara Dekhiya Kichu Sankocha Haila Mana Sutra Druta Kona Lila Nakaila Varnana. He saw them to be so extensive that he later felt that some had not been properly described. Nityananda Lila Varnane Haila Avesh Chaitanya Rashesha Lila Rahila Avashesh. He ecstatically described the pastimes of Lord Nityananda, but later pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu remained untold. Sesab Lilara Sunite Vivaran Vrindavana Vasi Bhaktera Utkanthaman. The devotees of Vrindavan were all very anxious to hear those pastimes. So here actually he gives, you know, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is giving the reason why he describes Adi Lila in brief, but Madhya Lila and Antya Lila in great details. So today is, you know, that auspicious day of Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur's appearance. So we'll end with one prayer. It's a very famous shloka. You know, kindly try to repeat after me. Ajanulambita bhujau kanakavadato. Ajanulambita bhujau kanakavadato. Sankirtanai kapitarau kamalayataksho. Sankirtanai kapitarau kamalayataksho. Vishwambharo dvijavaro yugadharma palo. Vishwambharo dvijavaro yugadharma palo. Vande jagat priyakaro karunavataro. Vande jagat priyakaro karunavataro. So this is the first verse of Chaitanya Bhagavat written by Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur. It says, you know, ajanulambita bhujau kanakavadato. One whose arms are, you know, ajanulambita, reaching up to his knees. His eyes are like lotus petal. And he is the father of Sankirtan movement, you know. He is Vishwambar, the sustainer of all universe. Dvijavaro, he is the best amongst the twice born. Dvijavaro, Vande Jagat Priyakaro, and he is the deliverer of, you know, all this material worlds. I offer my obeisances unto him. So let's pray that we get that devotion to Lord Chaitanya as Lord Vrindavan Das Thakur had. So with this, we would like to stop here. Any questions, comments? Jai Shri Vrindavan Das Thakur ki, Jai Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Jai Shri Prabhupada ki, Jai Nitai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari.
Like Rutharashtra, he was demon. He had to liberate him.